WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, a long negotiated settlement with the Justice Department should be official soon and result in federal monitors at Edna Mahan Correctional Facility for Women, says Corrections Commissioner Marcus Hicks. That's reportedly been close since last September, but was delayed by the January beatings of inmates at the women's prison.
The Department of Justice wanted, rightfully so, wanted more information about what took place. But as I've stated, we have a tentative agreement.
Hicks says he didn't request federal monitors, but always expected them to be part of the resolution after the Justice Department a year ago detailed civil rights violations at the prison. Coast Guard to the rescue in the area of Longport Dog Beach on Thursday. Egg Harbor Township Police notifying the Delaware Bay sector after getting reports that someone was in the water. Crews arrived to find a man clinging to a submerged kayak. He was brought into a rescue boat, taken to shore, then to a hospital for treatment of his injuries. New Jersey news made possible by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. In case there's any misinformation out there, the advocacy group ArtsEdNJ has sent a memo to school officials letting them know that school plays and concerts can occur as the COVID battle continues with the proper mitigation strategies in place.
We had to point out that there's been no prohibition of activities for public school visual and performing arts programs by the governor's office, Department of Health, or Department of Education.
ArtsEdNJ Director Bob Morrison says there's been no documented spread of COVID in the scholastic visual and performing arts in New Jersey. Church leaders in New Mexico say they are disappointed following that state becoming the second after New Jersey that has a third or more of its population identifying as Catholic to legalize medically assisted suicide. Overall, in the U.S., 9 states plus the District of Columbia have passed such laws since Oregon became the first in 1997. Jersey's minor league shuffle continues with the Trenton Thunder, formerly a Yankee affiliate, set to showcase top prospects in the newly formed MLB Draft League. The Buffalo Bisons will play at Trenton's ballpark for now, with Buffaloes to be used later this season by their major league partners, the Toronto Blue Jays. The Yankees moved their Jersey affiliation over the winter from Trenton to Somerset. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. Wet and stormy weather in cycles this weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Time to win up to $10,000 with the Jersey Cash Code Contest on New Jersey 101.5. On your smartphone, open the NJ1015 app. Click on Win Cash and enter this hour's code word.
This hour's cash code is chicken. C-H-I-C-K-E-N. Chicken.
Your next chance to win cash happens in 60 minutes at 4 p.m. with the $10,000 Jersey Cash Code on New Jersey 101.5.
304 now, New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
All right, the Friday ride on the Garden State Parkway bunching up just a bit north at 144 to 145 and southbound 142 coming into 140. The turnpike kind of slow on the eastern spur north between 15X and 16 and 18E. Thankfully, no crash report along the way. 24 rather busy going west at Columbia Turnpike into 287 and on 287 north up at Skyline Drive. Construction in the right lane at exit 57 to 58. Traffic on 18 is crowding up in the Neptune vicinity north over by Route 33 up towards Deal Road. There's construction confined to the shoulder. 70 west and Brick kind of slow at Van Zyl Road in towards Princeton Avenue, Route 88, and also Route 9 through Lakewood kind of slow in each direction. Not doing badly across the Hudson. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south. 42 northbound. It's busy stuff from 41 up towards Creek Road, where we are greeted with an accident and 2 right lanes blocked off. That's 42 northbound crawling traffic. And 42 south is heavy at 76 down to Creek, and we have people being nosy on the opposite side, too, wanting to see what's happening. Turnpike northbound, you're slow from exit 5 to exit 6 with a collision that has the right lane blocked off, and that's causing delays on the turnpike northbound. Exit 5 to 6, you might want to opt out and go with 295 instead. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 318 on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones is up 140 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 306.
All Jersey, all the time.
You are such a breath of fresh air.
New Jersey 101.5.
308 now, New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
We're looking at about three rounds of wet and even stormy weather this weekend. Tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, and Sunday evening. Temperatures will kind of end up all over the place here based on the strength of the onshore breeze and the amount of sunshine. But let me give you a rough outline of what to expect here. We'll keep a shower chance alive tonight, and temperatures only fall about 10 degrees. We'll end up in the upper 40s by tomorrow morning. Also tomorrow morning, fog and drizzle, but the rest of your Saturday is looking dry with lots of clouds. Highs tomorrow in the lower 60s. Sunday gets tricky. A batch of rain in the morning, then breaks the sun, and temperatures could really cook here. Highs around 60 degrees to the northwest and along the Jersey shore, but 70s for inland central and south Jersey Sunday. Watch for a round of scattered strong thunderstorms late day Sunday. We're going to cool down on Monday. Highs back down to the 50s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Jersey City, 53 degrees. Hackettstown, 56. Perth Amboy, 60. New Jersey, 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus to find out how you can make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area. Only at nj1015.com/coronavirus. New Jersey.